it all this damn water.
Yeah, don't drink it.
Ain't no telling what's gonna be poison.
How's Junior?
Well, exactly what I expected. He hasn't said a word to me since we told him it was going back. I spoke to the dealership. They didn't want to take it.
What? It's in perfect condition. It's got 17 miles on the odometer.
I know. Spent the better part of an hour sweet-talking the manager down to a restocking fee. $800.
$800? For 2 days?
Well, the law says they don't have to take it back at all. All right, here's the registration, the window sticker, the receipt. Oh, and make sure you talk to the general manager. His name is Glenn.
Glenn.
Call me if there's a problem. And please just don't tangle with anyone.
Fine.
Oh, bueno, Martin, muy bueno. Well.
One, two, three, four. I'm your whore and gay kill Buddha, please. Getting hurt with my big and on and knees. Illusion fills my head like an empty can. I spend a million hours and loving the same man. Oh, every drop, oh, up on through the vein. Oh, it makes its way back to the heart again. And that looks like you were Chinese classic. Govinda, I'm still in love with you. I see you in the birds and in the trees. That's why they call me Krishnamayi. Oh, every drop that runs through the vein always makes its way back to the heart again. I'm bound to the boots and Chinese birthday. Things that make me want to hate. All I have is my mercy on me. And see some beauty in this human pageantry. Jesus Christ came down here as a living man. If he can live a life of virtue, then I hope I can. One, two others, and you would have a turn. I'm back here and repeat until you learn. Oh, every drop that runs through the vein. Oh, in my boots of Chinese plastic.
Yes, hello. I need a cab. Yes, thank you. The name is White. I'm at the Pavilion parking lot on University. Oh, yes, that's right, just south of the airport. Oh, that'd be great, thank you. Oh, how long do you think that would take? No, I'm sure he'll see me. Thank you.
Contrition! Hey, there's total contrition here. There's mountains of contrition. Fantastic! I will messenger him over right away. Oh, and about that other thing, unrelated. Yes, I can get you in. But I gotta warn you, the eighth hole is murder. Oh, yeah, you want to make it interesting? Great. Tee time, 7 a.m. sharp. Prepare to have your ass handed to you. Okay, bye. He was headed for destruction of property, but since it's your own property, I sweated him down to misdemeanor trash burning. Now, the only thing is, it's not going to be free. It's a $5,000 fine, $600 for towing and disposal, another $3,000 to steam clean the blacktop, so... Bottom line, your little joyride's going to set you back about $52,000. So, was it worth it?
I don't need to hear the blow-by-blow. Just tell me it's done.
I'm sorry, did I wake you? I caught this thing before it got into the system. That means your record stays clean, the wife never finds out. I've been working magic here. I can at least get an attaboy. Fine, rebel without a cause. Give. What is it, Fring?
He will see me dead. And there's nothing I can do about it. All that's left is to wait.
And we're sure about this. Pinkman says he needs you too much.
Pinkman says... Pinkman says... Unless you could help me find a third party.
What third party?
Someone who can ameliorate the situation.
Let's ditch the thesaurus, all right? You talking about a hitman?
Assuming that's still what they're called.
Wrong answer. That's what the kids call epic fail.
All I would need is a phone number. I'd do the rest. So... it'd be a finder's fee. A big one.
Look, if you held my feet to the fire, I could come up with a couple names. One or two guys west of the Rockies who do this kind of work. But guess what? These guys, they know Mike, and Mike knows them.
What are you telling me? Mike knows everyone who does this?
Who do you think gave me their names?
I mean,
okay, plan B. Look, we go outside my network. Craigslist, Soldier of Fortune. Let's say we get lucky, I mean incredibly lucky, and find a guy who's not an undercover cop or some kind of survivalist nut job wannabe. You got to ask yourself, how good is good enough? Because whatever Goomba we buy at some point is going to come head-to-head with our friend Mike. And Gus Fring, hey, just winging that guy is not going to ameliorate your situation, not by a damn sight.
I tried to solve this myself, but I can't get anywhere near him.
You can't get near him? Why don't you ask your partner?
Yeah, I saw him. And you tell Saul before you tell me?
Look, he's my lawyer, same as yours. Every time I go over there, Saul hassles me about Mike. He's still scared the dude's going to come break his legs. So I give him the latest.
What happened exactly?
I was at a diner with Mike, and he just shows up. Okay, they send me outside, and the two of them talk. That's it.
So this is like a regular thing?
How close were you to him?
Close. And closer than you and me right now.
Did he speak to you?
It was over in 10 seconds.
Would you just answer?
He said he sees things in people.
What things? What people?
Me. He said he sees something in me.
A month ago, Gus was trying to kill both of us. And now he pulls you out of the lab and employs you as... what? An assistant gunman? A tough guy? Does that make any sense to you? He says he sees something in you. What kind of game is he playing? Does he think you're that naive? He can't truly think that you'd forget. Well, let alone Gail. Let alone Victor. And all the horror that goes along with all of that. What about this girlfriend of yours? And her little brother? And a man looked you straight in the eye and told you no more children, but that very night, that little boy, he winds up. And Gus can't possibly think that you forget that.
Okay.
I mean, all I'm saying is that, is it possible that he would think that you're that weak-willed?
Drop the sales pitch. I'll do it.
You'll do what?
I'll kill him. First chance I get.
Can you call out him? We're like stale bubblegum. Does anyone actually want their car to smell like the bottom of a sixth grader's desk?
Okay. Him?
Really?
Yeah, I know. But you know what they say, the customer's always right.
Speaking of customer, it's not too late to have a grand opening. I was thinking huge party, balloons, bouncy house for the kids. You know, make a splash, get on TV. But people know they're not going to have to face the eyebrows of doom when they come in. Marie. How's Hank doing?
You know what? He's doing better.
Is he?
Yeah. Lately, his mood's improved, and he's like a maniac with his PT.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. He's got a long way to go, but... Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Hi, Walt. Good to see you.
You too.
Hey, your cashier here is quite the salesperson. She just talked me into something called the Orbital Paste Wax Buff.
Oh, yeah. No, it's very important to maintain your clear coat, boy, once that goes. Hi.
Bogdan was averaging 19 cars during rush hour, and we are already up to 22 actual cars. Last night, I deposited $3,800. Jesus. How much is that?
$274,000. Give or take.
Give or take?
Yeah. I haven't counted it.
Wait. $274,000, and this is how often?
Every 2 weeks. Thursday's good for a drop-off.
Wait, Walt,
Are you telling me you make $7,125,000 a year?
Seven and a half, even. Before expenses.
But I can't... This is too much.
So it's more than you thought. And this is somehow bad news.
No, that's not the point. I mean, there is no car wash in the world that could do this kind of business. I mean, this is 9 months' work here minimum. $7 million? That could take years.
So set some aside. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it? Where? Save it where? I can't go to the bank with it. I sure can't leave it here. Wait a minute. Is this all 50s? Who pays for a car wash with a 50?
Skylar, I didn't ask you to do this. I was under the impression that you had this under control.
I just didn't expect this amount of money. The 50s are going to be a problem.
Well, that's what this is, problem solving. Skylar, this is a simple division of labor. I bring in the money, you launder the money. This is what you wanted.
I never wanted any of this.
I've got to go. If you want out, just say that you want out. Okay, then.
You're telling me you made this in the lab?
Why not? Making it in his own lab seemed appropriate.
There's not much of it. We had more for Tuco.
It's enough. This is still the best way. You go after him with a gun, you'll never get out of it alive. But with this, you slip it into his food or drink. There shouldn't be any taste or smell. 36 hours later, a man his age, working as hard as he does, no one will be surprised.
What about Mike?
Mike can have his suspicions, but that's all there'll be.
Please, one homicidal maniac at a time.
I don't know when I'm going to see Gus again. I mean, if ever.
Keep it with you. When you have the opportunity, be ready.
What if they search me?
Will they do that? Wrong way around. It's my lucky cigarette. Well, whatever you do, don't smoke it.
You know they have a drive-thru, right?
Nah, this is good. Use the exercise. Get the blood pumping. Don't worry. You're not going to have to pick me up. It might take me a while, but I'll get there. Jesus. Ain't we up here?
You must really like chicken.
V8, 470 horses, 20-inch rims, satellite radio, Bluetooth, 0-60 in 4.7 seconds.
Whoa. What do you mean, I'm a lark? Spur of the moment, your dad just up and buys you a brand new Challenger?
Yeah. I barely got around the block, and Mom said we couldn't afford it, so they took it back. Do you know how long I had it? 15 hours.
Wow. Hey, buddy, let me tell you something. When I was your age, I'd give him my left nut to drive a car like that for 15 minutes. Seriously, how does that happen?
Well, we were looking at used cars, and I kind of...
Guilted him into it. Yeah, no, I hear you. You pulled the old,
poor little me and my little troubles.
Am I right?
Maybe.
But you flew too close to the sun, my friend. You don't let him buy you a clunker. You'd be driving now instead of borrowing Mom's hoopty.
Agent Schrader.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Well, thank you.
Good to see you. Walter Jr., do you remember Mr. Frank?
How are you?
Well, nice to see you again. It's a pleasure to see you here. Hey, you're looking very well.
Yeah, well, you know, chalk it up to clean living and vitamin pills.
I must apologize. If I had seen you come in, there would have been no question of accepting your money. In the future, please feel free to ask for me. A DEA hero should never have to pay for a meal at Boyle Cinnamon's.
No kidding? Well, I'll take you up on that for sure.
And how are your mother and father?
They're good. The chicken is great.
Thank you. If ever you're interested in rewarding part-time work, perhaps something after school? My door is always open.
Sounds good.
I don't know about this one. He might eat up all your profits.
Well, I'll let you finish your meal. Can I get you anything else? A refill, perhaps?
No, thank you. I'm good.
Sure. Take a Diet Coke. Thank you very much.
Of course.
Today. The order of the day is eyes open, mouth shut.
Test. You got me? Count off. Let's go.
Right here. Leave the wrap on, please.
You know how to make coffee?
Sure.
There you go. You want a rundown?
Please.
Three guys up at the gate, Two visible, one in the blind. We got five guys down here with a backup out of sight.
We got Tyrus down in the tree line. The bear is empty. He was there last night in case we have any earlier arrivals.
Extra holster. You stick this in your pocket, keep it out of sight. You're gonna be here today, you're gonna have a gun.
It's loaded? I don't want to see that in your hand unless you see me with mine. Understood? Emergency only. First car is coming. All right, what's the order of the day?
Eyes open, mouth shut.
Guns.
Well, nobody's asking you to give up yours. You want to sweep the place before you bring in your guys?
I am the guy.
All right, then.
Bienvenido. ¿Dónde está el resto del grupo?
El único que viene soy yo.
¿Y por qué es eso?
Mis gerentes piensan que yo puedo representar sus intereses adecuadamente.
Tome asiento.
Esta es mi oferta, en consideración de nuestra relación previa. Yo haré un solo pago y 50 millones de dólares americanos. A cambio, nuestro negocio está concluido. No habrá más pagos, no más contacto. Una ruptura absoluta. ¿No tienes respuesta?
Pues esa es mi respuesta. Es que sí o que no. Ustedes ya saben lo que quiere el cartel y cualquier otra cosa sería un gastadero de tiempo. Así es que sí, o es que no.
Difícil modo de comenzar la concesión.
Aquí no hay nada que negociar.
Got something in mind? Glove box. Figure I better teach you how to shoot. Could be things are gonna get hairy.
What is this? Well, you're giving me a gun and now I'm like part of the team or whatever? He said he sees something in me. Like what?
If I had to put it in a word, I'd guess loyalty.
Loyalty.
Only maybe you got it for the wrong guy.
Jesse? Hey.
Hey.
Long time no see. How you doing?
Yeah, you know, good.
Good. Good. Okay, we're gonna get started. You coming in?
So the truth is, we can't change the past. What's done is done. We gotta own our actions, but putting ourselves on trial, acting as our own judge, jury, and executioner, it's not the answer. Because a lot of the time, all that judging does is just ensure that we're going to repeat the cycle. Right? I'm such an asshole. It's totally hopeless. What's the point? I think I'll have a hit. Jesse, what's going on with you these days?
I went back to the crystal.
You sober now?
Yeah. 4 days. Big whoop, right?
Hey, 4 days is 4 days. You're here. You still working at the laundry? How are things there?
Sucks ass.
Anything you want to talk about?
Couple weeks back, I killed a dog.
You hit it with your car?
No, I put him down. I watched him go. I was looking him straight in the eye. He didn't know what was happening. He didn't know why. He was just scared, and then he was gone.
He was suffering. It was a kindness.
No, he wasn't sick. He was just like a... problem dog.
What'd he do? Bite someone?
No, this dog never bit anybody.
You pick up the rock, you go right to the dark side. Anything can happen.
There ain't no rock that made me do it.
Well, what was the problem? Why'd you have to kill him?
Watch the crosstalk, please. Maybe it's not the details that matter, right? How'd you feel about what you did, Jesse? I don't know.
Who cares how you feel? What kind of a person kills a dog for no reason?
Colleen.
You put an ad in the paper, you drop him off at a shelter, you just sit there and talk about killing a helpless, innocent animal.
I'm not here to sit in judgment.
Why not? Why not? Maybe she's right. You know, maybe I should have put it in the paper. Maybe I should have done something different. The thing is, if you just do stuff and nothing happens, what's it all mean? What's the point? Oh, right, this whole thing is about self-acceptance.
Kicking the hell out of yourself doesn't give meaning to anything.
So I should stop judging and accept.
To start.
So no matter what I do, hooray for me because I'm a great guy. It's all good. No matter how many dogs I kill, I just want to do an inventory and accept. I mean, you back your truck over your own kid and you, like, accept? What a load of crap.
Hey, Jesse, I know you're in pain.
No, you know what? Why I'm here in the first place is to sell you meth. You're nothing to me but customers. I made you my bitch.
You okay with that? Huh? You accept?
No.
About time.
Jesse, bring your light over here, will you?
You see any residue there?
Where?
Here, on the bottom, right there.
I didn't think so, but I'll just give it another shot anyway.
Graduated a doorman. Finally found your calling.
Ooh, little whiskers, Marie.
What'd you do? Show your barber a picture of a dog's ass and said, I'll take that.
Yeah, charming as usual. Welcome back. Looking good, Marie.
Oh, thanks, Steve. Good to see you. How you doing?
He's doing fine. We can take it from here. Right, Gomi?
Yeah.
If you want to hold this elbow?
No. You keep your mitts off me. I'm good. Let's go. Running late. Come on.
Hank, seeing you walk in here, I can't tell you what that means to all of us. Your progress, it's incredible.
Yeah, well, chalk it up to clean living and vitamin pills.
Steve tell you his news?
What? You finally got your period?
I made GS-14.
Wow, that's all right, man. Next stop, Washington, D.C. Sitting behind a desk, papers piled so high you can't see over them. Hey, better you than me, buddy. Seriously, congratulations.
Thanks. Steve said you might have something for us.
Yeah, maybe. You guys are going to have to tell me. You remember my pal, Tim Roberts, APD detective? Yeah. Well, he's working on a murder case. The victim's a 34-year-old male Caucasian by the name of Gail Bedeker. One night last month, Bedeker opens the door and bam, takes a bullet to the face from a person or persons unknown. Now, this Gail Bedeker is a bona fide chemistry genius. I mean, he's got degrees up the wazoo, right? And as you might expect, he's a nerd's nerd, right? Vegan, sandals and socks kind of guy. As it turns out, he's also an A number one meth cook. And what caught my eye is his specialty products, blue.
So what are you thinking? This is your Heisenberg?
No, what I think we got here is Heisenberg's former cook. And maybe a line on Heisenberg himself. Anyway, lo and behold, amidst all the hippy-dippy nonsense, I find this. Now, this here, I do a little Google foo, and I realize it's a parts number. Specifically, for this baby. Yeah. That there is a high-volume HEPA industrial air filtration system. It's a $300,000 gadget. It'd be perfect for a pharmaceutical plant or a microchip factory or maybe the biggest meth lab north of the border.
Okay.
So this little dingus here is manufactured by a big international concern, Madrigal Electromotive. I call their Houston office and eventually I get through to the nicest little 20-year-old temp. I use some of the Schrader's sweet talk on her, and before you know it, she's pulling files for me. Turns out, 6 months ago, one of these systems was shipped to a depot right here in ABQ. Who signed for it? Gail Bedeker. So I asked my new girlfriend who paid for it, and she says, nobody. They have no record that anybody actually paid for this thing. So I go back and push more, and before you know it, the temp's gone. There's no forwarding address, and I'm talking to some snot-nosed corporate lawyer who's asking me for my badge number. Brick wall. So I take a peek into Madrigal Electromotive. Now, Madrigal is based in Hanover, Germany, but they're what they call highly diversified. Industrial equipment, global shipping, major construction, and a tiny little foothold in American fast food. Specifically a local chain. Pollos Hermanos. Okay, so what? Right? Bedeker's dead. I got no line on who's been bankrolling or where his lab was. The whole thing's a snipe hunt, right? But now I get this crazy idea. And I can't shake it. I mean, I stay up nights staring at the ceiling trying to make sense of it. That napkin. Remember I told you Bedeker's vegan, right? I mean, we're talking, this guy makes his own fermented lentil bread or whatever the hell that is. What's a vegan doing in a fried chicken joint? Maybe he's meeting somebody. I'm like, who? Well, like maybe this guy. I mean, what do we know about Gustavo Fring? Huh? This whole friend of law enforcement thing? Could be a case of keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. I mean, he's got the money to finance this operation. Maybe he's got the connections, too. Maybe, just maybe. He's our guy.
Hank, no offense, but I think you're really reaching.
If your guy had his meeting at KFC, you wouldn't immediately assume that he's sitting down with Colonel Sanders.
You know, I couldn't agree more, guys. Gustavo Fring, Lou Meth, you know. The whole thing is off the map nuts. I had to be wearing a tinfoil hat, you know. Except, can't seem to wrap my mind around this one little thing. And that is, what are Gustavo Fring's fingerprints doing in Gail Bedeker's apartment?